Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis for our message today is taken from the gospel lesson given to us by Mark of Jesus' death on the cross. As we think about Jesus' ministry as a whole, it's always fascinating to see the reaction to his teaching and to his miracles. We remember the followers of Jesus. When they see his miracles and hear his teaching, they're strengthened in their faith. They give glory to God and offer thanks and praise for the comfort that his word brings. To the Pharisees, the miracles bring about an even more hardness of heart. They resist Christ. They reject him. They become even more entrenched when they see the miracles to be performed in their determination that he must be gotten rid of. And so when we see the reaction throughout his ministry, we're not surprised when we come to the cross, people have a reaction, a response to seeing Christ being crucified. And Mark is clear about this. He records for us the reaction of the chief priests, the reaction of the criminals, and the reaction of the centurion. This afternoon, these reactions are what we are going to examine. We'll ask the question, what is it that they see when they say Jesus hanging on the cross? What is their response? But even as we do this, we are reminded that we need to examine our own hearts to ask ourselves, what do we see when we think of Christ crucified? What is our response to what he has done? And so we come to the execution of our Lord. And we know from history that executions draw a crowd. This is a public event, and it's actually intended to be a public event. Rome wants people to witness to what is happening when a criminal is killed. And so Jesus' execution is no exception. People gather. They see the inscription that is placed above him, the King of the Jews. Rome wants everyone to know why a prisoner is being executed as a lesson. Don't be like this. If this is what you will do, this will be what would happen to you. Jesus' inscription said, the King of the Jews. He's executed for treason. Certainly Rome wanted everyone to know that you cannot rebel against Rome or there are consequences. He was handed over to Pilate on the charge of blasphemy from the Jews. But also understand, with this public execution, the humiliation of the crucifixion includes the mocking, the ridicule, or the people down watching the person die. That's part of the sentence, if you will. It's part of what is to be suffered. So people came. They came to witness Jesus being put to death. And Mark describes the ridicule that Jesus hears from the cross. He describes what the chief priests and the scribes say about him. He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the King, the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross that we may see and believe. What do they see when they see Jesus on the cross? There's certainly no sympathy, no empathy, no concern. When they look at Jesus, they see an enemy, a threat. Someone that has to be removed, someone who has to be dealt with, someone who had challenged their authority, and now they have struck back. They never really truly considered the truth of what Jesus said. Don't make no mistake about it. They listened. They listened carefully. They knew exactly what Christ claimed. Sometimes they knew it better than the disciples themselves. They simply rejected it. They rejected it out of hand because it was not what they were teaching. It was different than their proclamation. Therefore, it must be wrong. Now, we're not surprised that the chief priests and scribes would have contempt for Jesus while he brought Jesus to be executed. What may be more surprising is the fact that those who were being crucified also joined in the ridicule. Isn't this an amazing statement about man's human nature, that these two who Jesus was crucified would also revile him? Here two men experience the same humiliation, the same suffering, yet they can look at a third and say, at least I'm not like that guy. That they can set themselves above in some way and somehow. So what do they see when they see Jesus? They see one that they can mock, one that they can ridicule, one that can turn away the attention from themselves and put upon him. And in that way, set themselves maybe even a little higher. We see the power of their pride. But what about us? As we examine these reactions, we need to consider, how do we respond? As Mark describes the death of our Lord, he's like a common criminal, right? He's hung on a tree just like two others. He's hung there, and he's there taking the place of a sinner. He's the one who's taking the sins of the whole world. This is what we are to see. We are actually to see our sin, ourselves in Christ. And as we look at the whole scene, are we not reminded of our sin? As we hear the voice of the chief priests and the scribes, can't we not, in a little way, hear our own voice? Now, we might not mock the Lord that way. We wouldn't dream of that. But have you ever made fun of someone? Ever mocked or ridiculed another person? One whom God has made in his image? One whom Christ has suffered and died for? When you think about the thieves looking down upon the Lord, can you not be reminded of those occasions in which we look down on others? That we somehow set ourselves above? That we somehow have the idea, well, at least I haven't done what that guy has done. Do we not fall into the same trap? When we see the Pharisees looking upon Jesus as an enemy and as a threat, have you ever considered somebody else a threat? Someone who opposed you and what you stood for and the life that you have, are they not in some ways considered an enemy in opposition to you? Are we not reminded, as we look at Jesus on the cross and see all these things, reminded of our own sin, our own failure? We see in Christ one who has taken our sins upon him, and that's what we are to see. See, there's one more reaction that Mark records for us, and that's the reaction of the centurion. It's kind of interesting to consider his day. No doubt as the day began, he saw Jesus as just another criminal. He saw the inscription, and no doubt he probably thought he's getting what he deserves. He's just like any other criminal that he's executed. He hears the taunting of the chief priests, the others, the crowd. But as the day goes on, what does he see? He watches. He sees Jesus pray for those who are executing him, a prayer offered for him. He sees a thief on one side come to the realization that the one he's been mocking and ridiculing is truly the king. And he confesses that to the Lord. And Jesus tells the thief, "Today you will be with me in paradise." And this is after this thief has been taunting and mocking him. Jesus announces forgiveness to him as well. He sees and he hears the cry out to God his Father. And when he finally sees that, we are told that he recognizes that this was the Son of God. His reaction is faith. And that is our reaction, is it not? As we sit here and we look at Christ on the cross, what do we see? We see the Son of God who makes us children of God. He's the Son of God who didn't strike back at those who executed or taunted him. He's the one who prays for them and prays for us. He takes our sins upon himself. He prays to the Father. He takes the wrath that we deserve, fulfilling the cost and the price for our sin. He allows the Father to pour out judgment so that we are set free. And we know the reality of that when we see Jesus rise 3 days later. We see the Son of God. And because of his action, we are children of God. We are sons and daughters of God. He has paid the price. We are forgiven. There's no more wrath to be poured out upon us. No more judgment to be set upon us. In his resurrection, we see our life and our salvation. The promise that we will rise as well. We have confidence of this because it doesn't rest with us. It's not based on our actions and who we are and what we have done. It's based on what He has done and what He has earned. It's His gift to us. Again, as we look at the scene, it seems that everybody has a response. And isn't that the way it is? You can't look upon Jesus on the cross without responding in some way. There's nothing that can be neutral when you look at what the Lord has done. And our response is trust and thanks. We cling to the cross for our life and our salvation, knowing there and there alone it has been earned for us. And we offer thanks for a Lord who would give up absolutely everything that we would be His children now and forever. We give thanks for the life that we have now and the life that is eternal. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guide our hearts and minds to true faith, to life everlasting.